This is a Sichuan News Update. It has been a full year since the Evolve Bike Share program started in Nanaimo, and the company has announced an expansion of the bike share program while also introducing electric bikes into the mix. In May of last year, the BCAA-owned company Evolve, also known as Evo, introduced an e-bike share program in Nanaimo, with almost 100 electric bicycles that can be borrowed and dropped off at one of the 16 different bike stations located primarily in the downtown area. More bike stations were later added around Vancouver Island University. Outside of Nanaimo, the program was also introduced in the Comox Valley with 75 e-bikes. Between the launch of the bike share program to the end of 2024, Evolve found that they had over 2,000 unique riders in Nanaimo who traveled more than 27,000 kilometers on their e-bikes. And now they are expanding the program. Following the news, CGY spoke with Leanne Bueller, head of Evolve at BCAA, about what residents in Nanaimo can expect from the expansion. Bueller says they have received good feedback from people in Nanaimo about the bike share program.
And we've run some surveys to hear more specifically how people feel about Evolve now that it's been in their community for a year. And what we heard is 77% of respondents to our survey said that they felt Evolve added value to the overall transportation system, which is exactly what we were going for.
She says since the beginning of the program, they knew they wanted to expand the program in Nanaimo in a phased approach and have the bikes be in more than just a downtown area. In the next couple of months, 26 new bike stations will be added in Nanaimo, stretching from the downtown and university area to the north end of Nanaimo near Woodgrove Mall. Along with the expansion, Bueller says they'll be rolling out Evolve e-scooters.
So just like the e-bikes on the road, the e-scooters start and end in designated parking locations. So they'll live with the e-bikes in all of those existing parking stations and the new ones that we're adding this coming year. They're also bookable through the Evo app. So now when users open the Evo app, they'll see the option of a bike or an e-scooter.
The electric scooters will have a speed limit of 25 kilometers per hour. And just like the e-bikes, come with a helmet. In 2024, the city of Nanaimo adopted changes to the Traffic and Highway Regulation bylaw to allow the use of e-scooters wherever bicycles are permitted in the city. According to the bylaw, e-scooters are not allowed to be ridden on the sidewalk and a helmet must be worn when riding on the scooter. Bueller says they have been seeing riders choose the scooters for shorter distances over the bicycles.
And what we're really seeing with e-scooters is people are choosing those e-scooters for shorter trips, you know, under 3 kilometers, under 10-minute trips. And that's typically the preference for e-scooters for people when they're making that decision. Whereas we see the bikes are often used for longer trips. Maybe we'll see more bike trips up and down the island on the ENN trail, sort of connecting those further places. Whereas we might see the e-scooters be more used sort of internally in sort of the smaller city pockets throughout Nanaimo.
Bueller says while their trip costs money for users to rent the bikes or scooters, the program, equipment, and infrastructure are fully funded and overseen by Evolve and BCAA.
Yeah, so Evolve is fully funded by BCAA. And so when we launched in Nanaimo, all of the expenses, everything related to operating the program is funded by BCAA. And how we operate the business is that users pay for their individual trips or monthly subscriptions, and that supports the program financially.
To make sure all riders know how to ride the e-scooter safely, Bueller says they'll have safety information on their website and will be attending community events throughout the year for people to try out and learn about riding both the e-scooters and the e-bikes safely.
Additionally, we've got some safety information on our app itself. So when you pull up the app and go to book an e-scooter or an e-bike, it's got some reminders there about how to ride safely and about using a helmet as well.
A current ride costs 35 cents per minute or $12.99 per hour, with a $1.25 unlock fee per trip. A monthly membership can be purchased for $9.99 a month to reduce the per-minute rate to only 10 cents. According to Bueller, the new e-scooters should be rolling out in Nanaimo in mid-June of this year. For CGY News, This is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.